Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You know, he shouldn't have stood over him. You know, sometimes the detail of the hit and the nature of the hit, you look at the video and you coach off the video. Obviously, we don't want to be penalized. We want to play within the rules. We respect player safety. Assess judgment on the fact that he stood over him, and that's not how we play.
Mike Tomlin saying no review of the tape needed. The way Juju Smith-Schuster reacted to Vontaze Burfict as he lay down on the turf in Cincinnati was unacceptable in Tomlin's mind. I think this is a tough one for Steelers fans because Vontaze Burfict has made Steelers target players the targets over the years, whether it's Antonio Brown or Roosevelt Nix or David DeCastro. He has gone about his job in such a nefarious way that I think it's pretty much universally accepted that he plays the games with intent to injure. So now that, you know, the script
probably
is flipped,
probably with the most dirty player in the league, I would think.
So,
would you?
Yeah. So when, and I, Ron, I don't think it's a dirty hit. For me, any hit to the head of a player who doesn't see it coming, I don't like. And that's why I believe it should have been a penalty. Now, I don't.
Well, you know, then go to the Aloka hit on Brown.
Yeah, I feel the same way about that.
What is that? I mean, that to me is just unbelievable.
But I've got to be consistent here. And if I'm going to say that Burfict is, dastardly or disgusting for the way he dances around when he injures Le'Veon Bell, I have to say in the full context of the game, what Juju Smith-Schuster did after the Burfict hit didn't sit well with me.
Well, and it didn't sit well with Mike Tomlin either. You heard him in that clip coming back.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Billy. He's first up this morning. Hi, Billy. You're on the Cook and Pony Show.
Hi there. So I want to talk about two things. So with the Iloka hit and with what Juju Smith-Schuster did, this is the whole culture is just getting out of control between the Bengals and the Steelers. And there's the NFL giving suspensions, and there's the players that are just too emotionally charged to really do anything about it. So if I'm Mike Tomlin this morning, I think I've got to call up Marvin Lewis and say, hey, I'm going to suspend Juju Smith-Schuster for a game. You suspend Iloka for a game. We can't tolerate this. This needs to stop. That's the first thing. And the second thing that I feel like we can't look over here is that I hope to God that Ryan Shazier is okay and he doesn't have any permanent effects from this. But we need to remember that this happened because he was playing the game the wrong way. He has consistently put his head down to make tackles. He tackles in a dangerous way. And part of that is because he's an undersized inside linebacker and he needs to use his skeletal structure to stop those impacts sometimes. But what viewers at home need to remember and fans at home need to remember is he's putting his head down. And yes, you have a risk every time you step on that field, but it's like getting on the highway. Anytime you get on the highway, there's a risk for getting in an accident. But when you're putting your head down, it's like driving 100 on the highway, and you're significantly more likelihood to do that.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the same thing on that tackle. He does lead with his head, and he paid the big-time price for it on that way. Your first point about the coaches suspending the players, that's not going to happen. That's the league's job, and they leave it up to the league. If they want to suspend Juju for a game, I'm okay with it. If they want to suspend Iloka for a game, I'm absolutely okay with it. But that's not something the coaches are going to do. They always leave that up to the almost always leave that up to the league.
Here's Eric. He's on the Cook and Pony Show. Hi, Eric.
Good morning. I know I'm a Steeler fan, and I don't claim not to be biased, but as soon as in real time when you saw Juju lay out Burfict, within about a second, you saw Burfict start to sit up and grab Juju Smith-Schuster's legs, whether he was trying to tackle him or say, get off of me, It did remove, if you're watching the game and you're concerned having seen Shazier, it did remove any chance that he had either lost consciousness or lost any movement in any extremities. So that, if people say, well, why
what does that mean? What does that mean? I mean, so, you know, so he wasn't paralyzed on the hit. It's okay. I mean, he tried to get, because Juju was standing over him, he tried to just get him off of him a little bit. I don't know how you take comfort from that.
The comfort is that you don't want to rejoice in a serious injury to someone, but at the same time, it's okay to say for what he does to the Steelers intentionally, I'd like to see him get laid out. So you saw him get laid out, but you never had to say, gee, am I rejoicing
There was no way anybody can justify what Juju did. I'm not talking about the hit necessarily. I'm talking about the taunting and standing over him afterward. We didn't like it when Burfict did it with Le'Veon Bell. You can't possibly like it with Juju.
I'm saying that the reaction to say I'm glad he got hit was not tempered by I hope he's not seriously hurt, because we saw that.
I have no idea what the point. Thank you for calling, sir, but I have no idea what the point you're trying to make is. Maybe I'm just obtuse, Andrew.
The point I think he's trying to make is
I have no idea.
Because he wasn't knocked out cold, that's...
Oh, it's okay to taunt him?
I get the sense that Eric celebrated the hit. That because Burfict has been such a villainous, evil player, and that's not Steelers fans feeling,
players and fans all over the league.
It's not an exaggeration. I mean, Burfict has earned that reputation. All I'm saying is, because of what happened earlier in the game, I was not in the mood last night to suffer or to celebrate major injuries, regardless of who they happen to. So it can be the most disgusting player in the NFL. The guy that I think is most personifies the lack of respect between player to player in this league. But I didn't even want to see that guy leave the field on a cart last night. Sorry. There was no gloating or, you know, what goes around comes around aspect to that. That's why I thought Brown came off like an ass after the game. Seriously, you're gonna scream at the top of your lungs in the locker room that you're going to pay Smith-Schuster's fine and that it's karma? My goodness.
Well, you know what? I'm not defending Antonio because I thought it was bad too. But if anybody has a right, he truly believes, and I believe we have the clip we can play, Andrew, at some point here, where he said he, in his mind, he believed that in that playoff game, Burfict tried to kill him. That was his, and if he feels that way, I guess I can understand how he feels. Is it classless? Yeah, I guess I can understand if he truly believes that. He talked about it, and we'll play it for you, ending my dreams, he tried to kill me. If he truly believes that, then I guess he's not going to have a lot of compassion for Burfict. That doesn't mean I was in there with you. It's karma. He got what's coming to him, you know. Bleep him. It was tasteless, but I guess if I can understand any player feeling that way, it's Antonio.
Yeah, here's Smith-Schuster trying to explain himself after the game with Antonio chiming in from his locker.
I didn't know it was Burfict at first. All I saw was the first Bengals dude that was going to tackle Le'Veon. So in my instinct, I got a block for my teammate, and me just playing ball, you know, I hit him. After I seen the replay, I think I should have held back a little bit more, and just from blocking him. I also believe that that's not me. You know, it's, I should never stood
karma.
Over him. I apologize for that.
It's called with that, karma.
With that being said, I hope he gets better.
Karma.
Yep, and he went on and on and on more than one occasion there. That's where his mindset is. If he truly believes that Burfict was out to get him, I guess I understand it.
Follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, with locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. What was your reaction to the Juju hit on Vontaze Burfict? We'll be back with more of your calls. Then it's Ben Roethlisberger on the Cook and Pony Show.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.